You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Josh, when you look at this Texans team, I think the feeling about them is way different now than about a month ago. I mean, this defense has been good, but they're just getting way more love because, well, they're simply winning football games.
And they were able to win football games without their starting quarterback. They won all three of the Davis Mills starts. And so I really do think that is deserving of the love that they've been getting. And I know we'll get into the specifics of it, but just as this week has gone on, I think this is the most I've ever spent time-wise in a game leading up this year, just purely talking about the trenches on both sides of the ball for both teams. It really feels like that's going to be where this game comes down to. And obviously the Texans have the advantage with the best unit of any of them right now, that Texans pass rush, and that's just at the front of a really excellent defense. So yeah, they are both a kind of incredible story of this season and a really frustrating one from the Chiefs perspective, because you've seen how one elite unit has kept them afloat.
I'll allow you to tell me if I'm wrong. I'm assuming you do not love a plan that would have Wandy Morris at left tackle.
I don't understand a plan that would have Wandy Morris at left tackle. Like, if Jalen Moore was a pure right tackle and you just have to, like, you know, even with, like, Juwan Taylor, if Jalen Moore and Josh Simmons were both hurt and Wandy Morris played left tackle instead of flipping Juwan to right to left, then I would understand how he got there. But we've seen Jalen Moore predominantly play left tackle in the NFL, play a lot of left tackle for you this year, and it seems like Wandy Morris's best reps have been on the right side. So I don't know if that's Texans related. I don't know if that's Mike Caliendo related. It's very strange though. I mean, I just like literally didn't even think about it after the injuries. Of course, that's how they ended the lineup in Dallas. But that was just the order guys got hurt in. Jalen Moore is your first man up, so he goes in first at the right side. I just assumed that as soon as that game went final, I was like, well, if Simmons is out for a while, if Juwan Taylor is out for a while, it'll just be Jalen at left and Wanye at right. I didn't even consider that that would be a possible plan that they would have. So it's really odd to me.
Any chance he just misspoke?
No, I don't. I mean, right? I don't know. I mean, I think Nate, I don't know if Nate told you guys, or maybe Nate was on with the morning guys, but I like throwing out, like, maybe we're in, like, smokescreen territory. And when we're in, like, smokescreen territory, you know,
well,
it's
we're
going
to try to tickle your tonsils.
Not a tonsil tickling lineup decision. And look, here's the thing. Like, honestly, with both edges that the Texans have, it's probably not going to make or break the game. Like, if Wandy Morris has a bad day on the left, he was probably going to have a bad day on the right, vice versa. But I just, it just caught me completely off guard in a way that personnel decisions rarely do.
We're talking to Josh Briscoe here on 96.5 The Fan. The Chiefs' run game, look, Pacheco's healthy. Kareem Hunt's healthy. Obviously, he might be a little worn out, but he's healthy at this point in time. Do you think Kansas City against this Texans front, as much as we talk about the pass rush, do you think they can run on the Texans at all?
I think they can run some. I don't know if I would bet on them being able to run terribly efficiently. But you don't have to necessarily be explosive. You just have to be effective enough. So if you told me that it's going to like the Colts game plan, I'd be totally fine with that. I think it's worth a shot. Have to have... What happened there? Did I lose you?
You're back. You're back. Oh.
Recently. I'm back again?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here. My phone made a noise, and it's on Do Not Disturb and everything. You'd think I'd have this figured out by now. I'll blame one of my diabetes apps, so you can't get mad at me for interrupting the... which actually, I think is actually what happened, by the way. Anyway, they
you need some Gatorade. Is that telling you need some Gatorade? Easy.
No, if anything, I should have had less toast for breakfast. And that's for me and my fake pancreas to figure out.
When you look at what this game matchups, we've got to look at like where we think they can take advantage. You mentioned the trenches. How do you think they'll handle offensively? Gold mentioned maybe the possibility of 40 short passes. I said anything that isn't long developing should be erased from the, or is long developing should be erased from the playbook. How do you think they'll actually try to attack the Texans defense?
I mean, the kind of frustrating part is that they have to do different things. Like, it has to be a variety. It can't just be run the ball 50 times, run 40 quick slants, never take a deep shot. I think Mahomes said this on Wednesday, but, like, when they do have the deep shot, it's even more valuable than it is in other games because the opportunities are going to be even further and farther between. So... I think you probably want to be able to, as I was going to say before my phone so rudely interrupted me, that you want to be able to make some things easier for Patrick Mahomes. It can't always be in the pocket, keep an eye on all of that pressure, take a huge hit and throw the ball just a nanosecond before they would be able to change the orbit of your throw. It can't be all Mahomes Superman stuff. He's going to have some Superman plays. That's how this team has functioned for years. But there has to be a combination of here's what the run game looks like. Here's what the short passing game looks like. I'd really love to tell you that like, oh, maybe this is the Breshard Smith screen game, but we've been talking about that for like 8 weeks.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to predict that. That's kind of that's the bummer underlying it all right now is that I do think there's probably some stuff they could do to make this a little bit easier on the offense, but it's stuff we've been talking about since before the bye week, and they haven't been able to do any of that very consistently. So I would love to see some new wrinkles on Sunday night, but I would feel a little bit foolish telling you like, no, December 5th, that's when they decided that they're going to try something different. So I think it's probably going to be the same kind of bucket of offensive stuff that's gotten them here, and then you just try to make it harder for that Texans pass rush to derail a play. And it's, again, it's disappointing to think about it this way because Patrick Mahomes is so good on the second play within a play, right? Just with the extension, the playmaking, getting out in space and making something happen. Maybe you can manufacture some of that with some moving pockets. Maybe it's just a game where you do get Mahomes out and let him run some bootlegs. But again, I'd love to see some under center play action. And I've been saying that since it was much warmer outside.
I know we're all very down on the defense and the lack of a pass rush, but this Texans offense, what are they really capable of in this particular matchup? This is not the Cowboys offense the Chiefs just faced where you've got playmakers all over the field and a quarterback playing at a high level. Stroud hasn't been all that good this year. Nico Collins is pretty darn good, but after that, I'm really not worried about their weapons.
Yeah, I think Nico Collins is like a legitimate number one receiver who I do actually believe in that way. But beyond that, it has been a weird year for Stroud. I think they have a functional running game, but certainly not one that you're excited about. And if you look at the scope of the offensive line altogether, this would be an awesome opportunity for the Chiefs pass rush to make a struggling O-line look like a struggling O-line. But again, stop me if that sounds familiar, because we've done that many, many times before too.
It's just like, that's the problem, is that you run into, we have seen this story and it's been told before, but also like, I understand there is still part of me that deep down still thinks it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. They'll find some random way, but I don't know, it's finding it five times in a row, Briscoe, that I worry is not possible.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to do my best for myself to not think that way, because like we gotta do every day of content, every week of shows, every week of pre and post game, because I understand that completely. The idea that they're gonna do this five times in a row and then another time or two into the postseason to try to make something special happen. Even with that being said, to your exact point, the idea of having a little bit of that like Chiefs mysticism remaining, that belief in the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Jones, Steve Spagnuolo, when it gets to December, they find their best stuff. But usually there's a little bit of wiggle room, a little bit of a margin for error. And right now there's just obviously none. And it's not like there's been incredible process with frustrating results. Like there have been frustrating games all the way through. There are real weaknesses that we've talked about. So they're going to have to overcome those. And I know this is real coach speak for you, but they literally have to do it one game at a time. They can't be thinking about the Chargers next week, because if they lose on Sunday night, next week against the Chargers, probably doesn't matter anymore. The season's pretty much on ice at that point. So it's a difficult place to be.
We're talking to Josh Briscoe here on 96.5 The Fan. I don't know about if you agree. I'm not saying it's going to be high scoring by any means like we saw last night, but the way the Lions played, they were desperate, but at home, and the crowd was behind them. They were flying around early. They had more energy than the Cowboys. Like, I feel like that could very much be the Chiefs on Sunday night, what the Lions were able to do early on in that football game.
It almost has to be, right? And again, I think that there's a little bit of a leg to stand on with the fact that they've been so much worse on the road this year than they've been at Arrowhead. So hopefully that maybe that's the energy reserve or whatever it's been that's had them struggling this year, again, on the road in a way that's like even more egregious than it makes sense. It's very strange. And they've also, I guess, just, you know, had some games at home that they've been able to take advantage of. But they almost have to come out with that kind of energy. And man, that Cowboys-Lions game is like a crazy kaleidoscope to look through, remembering what was happening a week ago at this time and trying to piece together who this team is lined up against the rest of the NFL. I'm again, another thing I'm just like trying not to do, because if I go, well, the Chiefs looked kind of crummy against this team in this way and the offense couldn't get anything going, and then the Lions put up 44 points, it's like, well, that, it's going to make us all go absolutely crazy by the end of it. So they have to have that kind of energy and that kind of desperation that says, hey, all right, we're going to either go out and we're going to see our season come to kind of a whimpering end at home in front of the home crowd, or we're going to inject some adrenaline into the rest of this season and try to make something special happen. I do think that's a reasonable bet. Right now, I am leaning still that the Chiefs do actually win this game because of whatever combination of any given Sunday and Chiefs vibes and having it at home at Arrowhead. I really do believe that the best version of this Chiefs team could make an actual playoff run. I just don't think we've seen the best version of this Chiefs team, certainly not 5 to 8 games in a row. Right. I'm not really sure we've seen the best version of this Chiefs team 3 games in a row. And so that's the thing that, again, you can't get too far down the line. I am very much open to the Chiefs winning this game at home on Sunday night and setting us up for an interesting next couple of weeks. But you have to handle business in your first game first.
I've been polling the room, I feel like, all week, and because I was trying to decide if I was on my own or if we all just kind of agree or where we kind of, or it's a split decision. I think Patrick Mahomes is playing his best football in years. As in, it's been multiple years since I thought he had played this consistent and this well. I know when they're 6-6, nobody wants to hear it. What have you made of Patrick Mahomes play this year compared to last year, year before, whatever? What version of Mahomes do you think we're getting?
If they were 9-3, he'd be in the MVP conversation. I don't even have a doubt about that. And sometimes it's self-inflicted stuff from his own pass catcher. Sometimes it's the defense letting him down. But I absolutely think that if we were seeing all of these numbers and this version of Patrick Mahomes after what we saw last year in this offense, where they were winning games, but a lot of the counting stats were bad and a lot of the underlying stats were bad, this year, you really are seeing Mahomes do some of those vintage Mahomes kind of things that has made him so special his entire time here. So I do agree with that. I don't know, again, you can pick whatever stretch of your best 3 games or how many years has it been, whatever. We are getting a very high level of quarterbacking from Patrick Mahomes, and then he's had a couple of big mistakes that are rare and strange to see, but you have one of those every few weeks and you can survive on that. We just saw Matthew Stafford have one of those last week. But no, I really do think we are getting like MVP caliber play from Mahomes, and it hasn't added up to even a playoff team right now, which is crazy. I mean, if you had told me before the season the Chiefs were going to be 6-6 beginning December, I would have asked you what week Mahomes got hurt in.
For sure.
To be here now with him playing that well, is a pretty frustrating way for this season to have gone.
For people who don't know, he's fifth currently in the NFL in passing touchdowns. He is third in overall touchdowns and second in yards per game. He's technically ranks fifth in total yards, but like Dak Prescott's played an additional game or whatever. So, no, I just like, I watch him play, and that's the thing that maybe gives me hope. I watch him play, and I'm like, he's playing at a high level, although he's been like the rest of the team, Briscoe, in that his few mistakes this season have come at the worst, most inopportune times.
Right. And I think to some extent, some of those moments have felt to me a little bit like some of those losing Super Bowls or even just the rare playoff loss of like, yeah, you see, he starts to see the sand going through the hourglass and thinks, okay, well, if somebody's going to make a play, I'm that somebody. This is on me to kind of press a little bit and make this happen. But to be in a situation this year where they have had so many of those high leverage moments and so many of those flip a coin, who's going to win or lose this game situations, having a couple of those mistakes in those terrible moments, I understand why people might look around and go, what do you mean he's having an MVP caliber year? I remember the pick he threw. I remember this mistake. I remember this deep shot miss. It has not been a perfect season for Patrick Mahomes, but in a lot of other years, again, I think he'd be quarterbacking the one seed and locking up MVP votes as we speak.
Josh, it's a loaded NFL slate. We know the implications in Kansas City with the Texans game, but you've got a Steelers team taking on the Ravens, AFC North showdown. You know, you have Chicago and Green Bay. Elsewhere on the AFC side, you got the Colts and Jags. What's the game that has your attention? And I think we're all rooting for Jacksonville at this point, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably the lead one. Steelers-Ravens is really interesting, but it seems relatively clear at this point that only one of those teams is going to end up making the playoffs out of that division anyway. So yeah, I'm going to be painting myself in polka dots and I guess doing my Jackson DeVille impression. I Duval County, baby, as I've always said, I believe. As I've said a million times, I'm sure I'm on record everywhere in history. Boy, do I believe in those Jacksonville Jaguars. Man, I've never doubted Trevor Lawrence even once. Was that believable? Did you guys believe me?
Yeah.
Duval.
Made me think of Manny, you know, from The Good Place. I'm so convinced now.
Bortles!
You're a Jags fan. I couldn't believe it. Who knew this whole time? I mean, at this point, Kansas City has to win all their games, and I think they'd be in the playoffs anyway. So, like, I don't need to root against everybody every week. I feel like if they just took care of business, someone will screw up.
Yeah, I enjoy rooting against the Broncos every week, but that's just habit.
Briscoe, appreciate it, man. We'll be listening on Sunday, 3 hours before kickoff.
Thanks, fellas. I'm going to have to go buy some body paint.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses.
but I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.